What are you doing on Sunday, October 13? Well, if you listen closely, coming up shortly, I'm going to be giving away tickets to go to the NASCAR Cup Series duel for Roval Supremacy. Yep, don't miss the drama. The NASCAR playoffs, Roval style. That's Sunday, October 13th. So you get to go to the pregame show, as it were, concert, countless driver appearances, and then the 109 laps of exhilarating racing at every turn. There's fun for everyone from sun up to sundown. Now, here's the cool thing. I've got five pairs of these tickets. I'm going to be giving away one set each show. So listen closely for your chance to win. I'm going to go ahead and give you the phone number. So when I say to call, not before then, you can call. Okay, it's 800-905-0989. That'll be coming up in the next hour. I will give the tickets away. The number again, 800-905-0989. So write that down. Get ready to call, but not yet. I will announce that in the next hour. Okay, Lee.
Yes.
Finally, the Republicans wake from their deep, deep slumber where they told themselves over and over, no, the election was not stolen from us. And they are in a last-minute panic. Do you have classmates like this? Maybe it was you. You had that big report due, and you waited till the last minute.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the GOP. But the good news is, I didn't think we'd ever have an honest conversation about voter fraud and all the ways the vote is stolen from us. And we're at least beginning to have one. It is a very late hour, but at least we're talking about it. Let me tell you what the stakes are, okay? I've had this piece of paper pinned to the wall. See, it's yellow now. Since 2021, we talk about it almost every week. I don't know if any other show does. How many non-citizens, that'd be illegal immigrants and those who are here legally, like on a visa, you're still not allowed to vote in federal elections. It is against the law. It's a felony. How many did in Arizona in 2020? 36,473. That's a lot of felonies right there. What was Joe Biden's margin of victory in Arizona? 10,457. He took Arizona because of illegal voting by non-U.S. nationals? Yes, he did. Because you know they would have voted overwhelmingly for Biden. 36,000 of them voted. As we sit here at this moment, 42,000 illegals and non-citizens are sitting on the voter rolls in Arizona, a key swing state. As everybody pretends none of this is happening, despite the fact that the Supreme Court ruled on it in the last couple of weeks. The good news, Lee, going forward, the Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case. Hey, you're going to have to, you can't keep a separate voter list in Arizona for illegal immigrants. That's illegal. It's illegal under federal law. It's illegal under state law. You can't let them vote. Unfortunately, the Supreme Court also said for this election, well, you know, it's too late. We're just going to have to let them vote, which was shocking and very disappointing. So if you notice, when the Trump team's talking about the states they need to win, they're not even talking about Arizona. Arizona's over. It's done. Illegal immigrants will take that state for Kamala Harris. We have got to stand in the breach, Lee, because think about it. Illegal immigrants are doing everything Americans do. 19 states in the District of Columbia give them driver's licenses. Mm-hmm. Under the motor voter law, these same illegal immigrants are offered voter registration. The only protection is for them to check a box asking if they are a citizen, but it's voluntary. So, Mike Johnson, normally a very useless human being, I don't think I'd hire him to clean the building here. Unfortunately, he is the Speaker of the House. Our last speaker was useless too. Has actually done something useful. They passed the SAVE Act, which would mandate verification of citizenship by state election officials. Of course, the Democrats have blocked that in the Senate. They control the Senate. So now they have included the SAVE Act in the current CR. This is what the Democrats would do to us, Lee.
Oh, yeah.
They'd say, you know what? We're going to shut down government. If the illegal immigrants were voting for us and not them, they'd say, we're going to shut down government. We're not putting up with this. They would fight, in other words. So unless Mike Johnson, you know, crumbles, which he has a history of doing on a lot of these issues, we may end up seeing the government shut down over whether illegal immigrants are going to get to vote. which again is not a right, it's a felony.
No.
Illegal immigrants, and I don't even think this is constitutional, but illegal immigrants, they have been ruled the right to vote in local elections. Again, it is illegal for them to vote in a federal election right. at the state and the federal level. This is not a confusing thing. So listen to what this does. I mean, the fact that the Democrats would even oppose this tells you everything you need to know, that they are depending on illegal immigrant votes, illegal votes, essentially, to win. This is what it would do. If you register going forward, verification of citizenship, which, by the way, if you've got a driver's license, you had to do. My daughter had to do it to get her learner's permit. Yeah. This is not radical stuff. Requires, listen to this. This is what scares them. This is why they will do anything to keep this from passing. The Democrats, I mean. Requires states to remove non-citizens from their voter rolls and provide for states to utilize existing federal databases to verify citizenship status. Joe Biden is the first president to block boards of election from bulk verifying the citizenship status of everyone on the rolls. Used to be you could take your rolls and run them up against the federal ones very quickly, especially the Social Security rolls, and see if you know what you're dealing with. Are they non-citizens? Are they citizens? And he won't let you do that. He's blocked it. I mean, if that doesn't tell you they're committing fraud, Lee, I don't know what does.
This is what gets me, Tara. The Biden administration continues to say there's no evidence that illegal immigrants are voting. And I found this story last week. The U.S. attorney in Alabama charged a 42-year-old woman with 9 counts of federal voter fraud because she lied about her identity to get a U.S. passport, then used that stolen identity or that false identity to vote in the 2016 and 2020 elections. This is just one. But yet, we know there's no evidence it happens. Well, the U.S. attorney in Alabama just charged a woman and she pleaded guilty.
The Supreme Court just acknowledged there are 42,000 non-citizens on they have their own special voter roll now in Arizona to separate them out. And they're like, well, we don't have proof you're a citizen. You couldn't show it. So we'll put you on a separate special voter roll. Oh, but they don't get to vote. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. They can vote in this election. That may change with a Supreme Court ruling. But the way to fix this is for Congress to make it not only make it illegal, but allow, I mean, if this bill were to pass through Congress, in just a few hours, boards of elections could do what they used to do, which is run these rolls against the Social Security database. Okay, listen to what else it does. This is the most important part. It creates a private right of action for citizens to bring civil lawsuits against election officials personally who fail to uphold proof of citizenship requirements. You can sue them. Finally, we can sue them. Again, this is what I begged Trump to do with that $280 million that was donated, including by me and my husband, to stop the steal. We still don't know what he did with the money, but he didn't do any of this. So, I mean, waiting for 2 months before the election, what are we thinking? But at least we're trying. So what we really need is for Mike Johnson to not buckle for once and say, no, it's staying in the CR, pass it or shut the government down, and then blame the government shutdown on Democrats wanting illegals to vote. It's super simple. They'd do it to us if this was reversed.
Now, of course, he's going to have to go into overtime and extra innings here to get out the message that we are funding the government.
Yeah.
Here's the Republican plan.
Yep.
Talk about bipartisanship all you want. Here's the Republican plan. Government's funded, but you've got to verify that people who vote in federal elections are U.S. citizens. And this is not radical. Now, the problem is that the mainstream media will twist this, ignore this, lie about it. We'll talk about how it's racist, xenophobic, all this other mess, and will not cover it properly. The Associated Press will not write the right headlines. They will disguise this into something else. That's the way this will be done. And then, of course, the TV news stations that pretend to follow politics closely will sit there and read Associated Press copy like they usually do and act like that the Republicans are to blame for this when it's not true.
And that is in their defense, part of why Republicans don't fight these things. I mean, the coverage of the Supreme Court ruling was absolutely outrageous, with the AP saying Republicans seek to, block 40,000 voters from voting. No, they're not citizens. They can't legally vote. They leave that part out.
The Republicans were wanting federal law to be enforced.
Enforced, yeah.
That's all it is. It is not a new law. It is federal law, and there are efforts underway by the states to ignore that federal law. They are facilitating the breaking of federal election law. That's what these states are doing who do not enforce this.
At least we're trying. I mean, we got to do something. I just wish we hadn't waited till last minute on this.
House passed the SAVE Act a while back, but now...
I mean, attaching it.
You're right. That's the real news here, is that they're attaching this to the continuing resolution to avoid yet another government shutdown threat, which, of course, we've always got because we do these stupid continuing resolutions, which simply codify the existing overspending and borrowing that we've been doing for how many years now, Tara?
Years and years. And again, over the weekend, the media definitely not pointing this out because it's happening under a Democrat administration.
Right, exactly.
But Elon Musk tweeted it. Interest payments on the national debt are now higher than the entire Defense Department budget and rising. That's $1.2 trillion a year in interest alone. And the plan is just to print more and more and more and more and borrow more and print more. In fact, we're going to print, I still can't get over these numbers. $25,000 down payment for 4 million families. That's insane.
Yeah.
We are broke. We are blame broke. And we'll just print some more. Well, the report is shocking. And Kamala Harris said she was last one in the room. She was totally happy with how they left Afghanistan. Problem is, nobody else was. The military told Joe and Kamala, don't exit. It's going to be a disaster. Joe Biden would later lie about that. And say, what? No, I didn't know. They didn't tell me that. Yes, they did. They would testify to that under oath. Did they lie to Kamala too? Did Kamala lie? Let me put it this way. Did Kamala lie with Joe? I mean, if she was the last one in the room, she would have heard. She would have absolutely heard the advice of the military leaders, which was do not leave Afghanistan. Our allies begged us not to leave Afghanistan. And that was our NATO allies begged us not to leave Afghanistan. That was the most shocking part of all, because remember, Joe Biden stood up there at the G7 summit, was point blank asked on camera by the head of the UK, by the prime minister at the time, Boris Johnson. Are you going to leave Afghanistan? They wanted to know why, because they would have stepped in and taken control. It was not hard to do. We had Afghanistan subdued and under control with 5,000 troops and some drones. The single most valuable tactical piece of real estate in all of the Middle East, because of its proximity to Iran and China, is Bagram Air Force Base. One of the most valuable pieces of military property on earth. The Brits said, you know what, we'll take, if you don't want it, that's cool. We'll take it though. We need it because we have got to keep the Taliban and Al-Qaeda from getting out of hand and killing us all. So if you want to leave, great, just give us a little heads up and we will make sure it doesn't fall to the Taliban. Remember how we left? We snuck out in the middle of the night. And I've explained that many times. The Republicans really haven't drilled down on that, and they should. Why would we sneak out in the middle of the night and leave all the military equipment where it was? Because if we moved it, we put it on the flatbeds, we put it on the trains, we got it out of there, it would have attracted British attention. There would have been calls to the White House. Hey, are you guys leaving? You told us you wouldn't. Hey, we'll take over Afghanistan. We cannot let it fall to our enemies. Folks, we let Afghanistan fall to the enemy we fought for 20 years. Do you know more than 3,000 of us died fighting in Afghanistan? And Joe said, screw it. We could leave Bagram. We could leave Afghanistan to the French, to the British. They were willing to take over. They wanted to take over for the safety of the Western world. And so Joe and Kamala, I guess, she says she was in the room, had to sit down and figure out, how can we screw over our allies and keep them from realizing we're fleeing so that Afghanistan will fall to the very enemy we fought for 20 years and 3,000 people gave their lives fighting. How can we make sure the enemy gets Bagram, the enemy gets Afghanistan? And the answer was simple. We sneak out in the middle of the night. And now we're finding out from this congressional report, not only did our NATO ally countries beg us not to do this, our military advisors beg them not to do this. The Afghan government, which remember we had armed and trained, begged them not to do this. Do you know who else begged us not? This is the funniest part of all. Begged us not to do this? The dang Taliban. Joe sent a general to meet with them in Doha. Remember this? And said, hey, y'all, the country's yours. Take it. But be quiet. But take it. And Joe said, now you're going to have to do, you know, the exit from the country. We're going to turn it over to you. And they said, we don't want to. No, we don't want to handle the exit. It'll be too chaotic. You handle it. And we insisted, no, you've got to man the checkpoints. This is why we couldn't get anybody out, because we put them in charge of the checkpoint. They didn't even want to be in charge of the checkpoints. Why? Because they knew Al-Qaeda would put and ISIS would put a lot of pressure on them. Hey, let us through. And they did. 13 are dead because of it. New York Post. President Biden was so hell-bent on getting out of Afghanistan, he rebuked any advice to the contrary, ignored the pleas of the Afghan government, disregarded objections from U.S. ally countries and our own military leaders. So I just want, you know, is somebody going to ask Her Highness where she was in all this? Because she says she's very proud of it.
President Biden always said that he wants you to be the last person in the room, particularly for big decisions, just as he was for President Obama. He just made a really big decision, Afghanistan.
Yes.
Were you the last person in the room?
Yes.
And you feel comfortable?
I do.
Wow. And that right there is why she can't take questions from the media. She can't do it. Not with this out. This was so bad that the British Parliament, remember, and Americans don't know this because it was totally blacked out by the U.S. media. In a historic move, the British Parliament voted to censure Joe Biden personally. He is the only U.S. president ever to be censured by the British Parliament, which is really saying something, because George Washington kicked their ass, killed a lot of them. And he wasn't even censured by the British Parliament. Biden was. Because he lied to them. He flat out lied to them to make sure that Afghanistan fell to the enemy, to the Taliban, and not to them, stranding their troops, stranding their aid workers, getting a lot of people killed. Why did Joe Biden do that? Because he was compromised by the Chinese money that Hunter took. That's why. We would find out months later in the Wall Street Journal that the Taliban had cut a multi-billion-dollar deal with the Chinese. The Chinese would pay them billions. They would stay in charge. The Chinese would come in and mine the lithium mines. The Brits wouldn't have let them do it. So we had to make Joe Biden. Folks, this was the consequence of what was on that laptop. This is why that laptop had to be hidden. China had compromise on Hunter. We know that now because what? He's currently on trial for money laundering, tax evasion. For what? Not paying taxes on the bribes he took from China. That was the compromise. This is a direct result of having a compromised president who was paid bribes by China. When China has all the receipts, this is what happens. This is what makes, why would you ignore your military advisors, ignore the pleas of the Taliban, ignore our NATO allies, lie and say the military advisors, you know, said everything was fine and you should leave. Why would you do all that so it falls to the Taliban? Because you are compromised. That's why. Because the Chinese are in the driver's seat. They're calling the shots. And what China wants is what is first priority, to keep Joe Biden's butt out of jail and to keep Hunter's out too. Okay, you want to go see the NASCAR playoffs? Yeah, descending on the Royville for the 7th time. Don't miss the drama of the NASCAR playoffs. By the way, you can buy tickets or you can win them right now. We'll take caller number 2. Sunday, October 13th. So this is at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. So you get to go to the pre-race concert, the countless driver appearances, and of course the 109 laps of the exhilarating race. Here's the number, 800-905-0989. That's 905-0989 to win the tickets. If you do not win today, that is okay. Listen sharp tomorrow. We'll give away another pair. Again, that's Sunday, October 13th, NASCAR Cup Series duel for Royville Supremacy. Okay. Meanwhile, 28% of voters say that they don't know much about Kamala Harris. That is legit terrifying. This is a woman who, over the weekend, we saw leak out old clips of her. It's actually going into the weekend. It was more like Thursday, Friday. Old clips from 2019 saying that she would censor American speech using the Department of Justice.
And will put the Department of Justice of the United States back in the business of justice and direct law enforcement to counter this extremism. We will hold social media platforms accountable for the hate infiltrating their platforms because they have a responsibility to help fight against this threat to our democracy. And if you profit off of hate, if you act as a megaphone for misinformation or cyber warfare, if you don't police your platforms, we are going to hold you accountable as a community.
Wow. You know, speech censorship is always a precursor to atrocities. You got to get the speech tamped down before people can start disappearing in the middle of the night. You got to get the speech tamped down before you can put all your opponents in prison. And then anybody who talks about that, you know, what you're doing ends up in prison next to them. This is legit terrifying. And 28% are like, hey, I don't know how she stands for it. It's probably, she seems kind of nice. She laughs a lot. She's not laughing there, is she? That's the real Kamala Harris. Did you notice there was none of that idiotic laughter? That's fake Kamala. That's real Kamala, and she is terrifying. And it's all coming together, folks. You are watching the backbone of a dictatorial Chinese-style world government forming. Let me tell you, two things happened over the weekend. Number one, Kamala's campaign assured Arab Americans that Keith Ellison would be the next attorney general. He's a Muslim. Would be the next attorney general. That's why that was significant. Why is that significant? Because just in the last week, Keith Ellison thanked Brazil for shutting down X. Who would he be as the head of the DOJ? Her chief censor. Think about that. The guy who would be the chief censor, the guy whose job it would ultimately be to protect Elon Musk, a U.S. citizen, from extradition to Europe for trial and incarceration and to Brazil for trial and incarceration, thanked Brazil for shutting down free speech in Brazil, for shutting down an American company. Let that sink in. It's folks, it makes my throat constrict thinking about it. What this means for the First Amendment, and that's end of the road. A light is going to go out in the world. But some more about this, and it is it, the world censorship regime will become the backbone of dictatorial world government. Over the weekend, they trotted out in the UK former Prime Minister Tony Blair to say, yes, it is. It is time. We are going to need to partner with America and Brazil and all these other countries to censor speech.
But do you foresee a point in the not too distant future where other countries are going to have to follow Brazil's lead and take actual action against platform owners for the dissemination of disinformation?
The world's going to have to come together and agree some rules around social media platforms.
That's world government. The world's going to have to come together with simple rules around social media. And this is what, look, Nikki Haley, there's some Republicans who are of the same like mind. I mean, Nikki Haley gave away how they want to do it. You need a license to get on the internet. That way we know every single platform you're on and we can shut them all off at once. a license to use the internet. You get a license to use the internet, it could be revoked. Here's some more Tony Blair talking about this new world government, because that's what this is.
It's not just, you know, how people can provoke, you know, hostility and hatred, but I think, and I don't know what the answer to this is, you know, and it's, I'm just saying that.
We can't carry on as we are.
Yeah, we can.
I think the impact on young people, particularly when they've got access to mobile phones very young and they're reading a whole lot of stuff and receiving a whole lot of stuff that I think is really messing with their minds in a big way. And as I say, I'm not sure what the answer to it is, but I'm sure we need to find one.
We need world censorship. Which is it? You know why he's saying this? Because Robert Reich, let's call him what he really is, Robert Reich III, came out speaking for the Democrat Party in America and went to the censors in Europe and said, Elon Musk needs to be arrested. He's our former labor secretary, but he was also an advisor to Barack Obama. This is Obama speaking, and they know it. That's why Tony Blair felt comfortable over the weekend coming out and going, yeah, we need a solution for speech. We need to go ahead and start putting these Americans in prison. Meanwhile, also over the weekend, can you see this coalescing and coming together? Jay Michelson was on MSNBC to make the argument. And this is so nonsensical. This is just bizarre. We need to find a way to put Musk in prison.
His companies, specifically Starlink and SpaceX, are government contractors. And as such, he has obligations to the government that would, for any normal person and should for him, require him to moderate his speech in the interest of national security. So what you have is somebody who runs really strategic defense and aerospace projects for the federal government, who's actively undermining the government, which is paying him.
So
and somewhere in there
so
is a legal case that needs to be prosecuted.
This is lawfare. This is show trials. Well, we don't like him, and you know, he shouldn't say mean things about our government. So we somewhere in there, there's some crime or something. We're gonna, you know, show me the man and I'll show you the char. Wait, didn't Stalin's advisor say that? Yeah, I guess he did. Meanwhile, over the weekend, Fox News reporting, but no one else really much. What now constitutes Russian disinformation that must be censored? This is what the justice of the future speech dictators at the Justice Department say must be censored because it's Russian disinformation. Wait till you hear this coming up next. Well, Elon Musk rolled out of bed one day and said, you know what? I'm going to say free speech. Can you even imagine what this election would be like right now if Elon Musk had not done that, had not decided to preserve free speech with, you know, $40 billion of his own money? I can't even fathom it. Because that press conference last week, in the wake of it, you know, where the lying liars, the biggest Russian disinformers on the planet, which would be the Department of Justice and the FBI, who lied about Hunter Biden's laptop, came out and said, we've got Russian disinformation out there. No, but what's Russian disinformation? Like, what should we look for? You want to hear what their examples were? This is from the Department of Justice, who Kamala Harris says under her presidency, they will be the censors. They will be the Stasi. What are some things that are Russian disinformation if you see them out there? Record inflation. Can't speak of it. Unless you're on X. Can you imagine a Department of Justice? Because the FBI is the police force of the Department of Justice. They're the ones doing the censoring right now, right? They're also the biggest liars there are. They are the biggest Russian disinformers there are. They censored the Hunter Biden laptop story. Think about that. If Elon Musk had not bought Twitter and it was still in Jack Dorsey's hands, right now, you and me and we would not be able to speak of inflation. Because it had been dubbed Russian disinformation. You want to hear the rest of it? This is what Russian disinformation is, according to the corrupt Department of Justice. Unaffordable prices for food. You should not speak of it. But aren't food prices up 29%? Yeah. Oh, Russian disinformation. Wait, where did I get that? Joe Biden's Labor Bureau of Statistics? Not run by Russians last time I looked. Cannot speak of it. Risk of job loss for white Americans. Well, that's quite factual. Americans lose jobs every month while foreigners pick them up, including illegal immigrants and some who are not illegal immigrants. They're here on visas. Privileges for people of color. Can't speak of that. It's called DEI. DEI. So like Matt Walsh's movie, Am I a Racist? Like the whole movie would have to be censored. Can you imagine? That is the censorship wish list of the Department of Justice. They are claiming, and can you imagine that any speaking about record inflation or unaffordable prices for food is Russian disinformation? They would be censoring that right now on X if they could. They're already doing it on the other platforms. How would we have a presidential election? How would we have a debate about the issues if we are not allowed to speak? The main issue, the number one, think about this, the number one issue of concern for Americans month after month after month in Gallup's polling is inflation or unaffordable prices. It shows up in different ways. Economy, inflation, unaffordable food prices. You would not be allowed by Her Highness to speak of it because it's Russian disinformation. I'm trying to paint the picture because I have a feeling if she wins, this is going to shock Americans to their core when they see what is coming. From the Justice Department, I'm reading the Chyron off of Fox News. Again, the four things considered Russian disinformation: record inflation, unaffordable prices for food. But wait, we did have record in inflation, unaffordable prices for food. Don't speak of it. It makes Her Highness look bad. Off with your head. Says who? DOJ, I guess.